It's shortly after 10 a.m. local time here in the UK. I'm Joseph McTaggart with the news headlines. The government is plunged into chaos as Keir Starmer refuses to resign. The King prepares his speech to open Parliament later this morning. Queen Camilla says Clarence House is becoming a second home to cancer-detecting dogs. She's the patron of a charity which supports dogs which can detect illness in humans. The UK pop star Boy George from the band Culture Club was participating in Eurovision by starring in the act for San Marino's entry, which unfortunately failed to qualify for the main event, which takes place this weekend. Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, is in court challenging the UK government regarding the amount of potential fines introduced under the Online Safety Act, which came into force in July 2025. The world's first international football stadium in Glasgow has been given protected status. Hampden Park Stadium, the original, is widely believed to be the world's first international football stadium. The bodies of three women have been pulled out of the sea in Brighton, a city in the south coast. Facial recognition technology, which is widely controversial, has led to the arrest of a woman wanted by police for the last 20 years. A man in his 40s shot dead by police in the city of Bradford, barricaded himself inside the property before presenting a weapon on Tuesday morning, according to the police. And the weather here in the UK, colder, wet and cloudy. I'm Joseph McTaggart. Enjoy your day.